This episode is sponsored by SmartVestor. Connect with an investing pro for free at RamseySolutions.com/invest. You're listening to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires, where we talk investing, retirement, building wealth, and outrageous generosity.
So let's get it started with Heather this hour in Asheville, North Carolina, one of my favorite places in all of the Southeast, Asheville, North Carolina. Heather, how can we help?
Hi, Ken. Hi, George. It's so good to be able to talk to you guys today. I have a money and a parenting question. And so my question is this. My husband and I adopted our son in November. He's 17 years old, and he was with us through foster care prior to that. Mm-hmm. We found out at his adoption meeting that he's entitled to Social Security. And so we have started receiving Social Security benefits for him. We would like to be able to put those in an account for him that we would gift him at some point in the future when he's an adult, when he can handle it. We're thinking after college at some point. Mm-hmm. So my question is twofold. One, what would be the best investment vehicle for that? I'm not sure if it's an UTMA or something that is under our name and we gift it to him later. And then my second question is, how do we have this conversation with him when it is time to gift this money to him to help him understand the stewardship and just how to handle these finances? Because it is, we're looking at, it's probably going to be about $14,000 in the initial investment, and then, you know, whatever it grows from there.
What's on the horizon for him?
He will likely go to college. He's in a hybrid high school associate's degree program right now. And so he intends to go to a four-year university, but that's covered through the state of North Carolina because of how old he was and still being in foster care. So that's 100% covered.
As long as he goes to a in-state school in North Carolina?
Right. So, and we've had that conversation. So I told him, I said, hey, if you can get a free in-state degree and you choose to do one that you would pay for, that's stupid, and you're not stupid, so you're not going to do that.
That's good parenting right there.
Yeah, he's bought into the idea of going in state.
Okay.
Good. That's huge.
So we got 14 grand, and we want to invest this for his future. Doesn't need to be used for college. Is there any other expenses coming up that he might need this money for, like a car, for example?
He is saving up for a vehicle right now, but I don't – he's – it's tricky. I don't think he needs to get a massive, expensive vehicle. He's saving up right now for something that'll be, you know, reasonable for a first-time driver to be driving.
Okay. And is he working right now?
He does. He works at our local grocery store.
Fantastic. So he's got earned income, which means that he can use any of that earned income toward a Roth IRA and start contributing to mm-hmm. that, which is really mm-hmm. cool. And you mentioned the UTMA, the UGMA, Uniform Gifts to Minors Act, Uniform Transfer to Minors Act, and those can be, you know, decent options. It's similar to that custodial IRA. And then the other option is a brokerage account. If you really want to invest this money, you can just put it out there in the market, non-retirement, and pay the capital gains taxes on that down the road when you're ready to withdraw it.
Yeah. So part of what I'm considering is, like, do I want it to be something that he wouldn't have access to until he's at retirement age? Or is it something that could be a really good step towards a house down payment down the road? So I'm really between, should it be in just a regular brokerage? Should it be retirement?
Yeah. I mean, knowing that he's going to have these goals coming up, I think he's going to be just fine for retirement the way you're raising him. If he starts to invest when he's working, he's going to have so much in retirement versus having money liquid now to cover future goals like housing, which in the Asheville area is insane. And so when you start to look at that, I go, I'd probably want to keep that more liquid and not tied up in retirement. And that might even mean a high yield savings account, because who knows what expenses he'll have in the next 5 years as he goes through college and needs a deposit mm-hmm. for the apartment and all kind of moving expenses. And so keeping it liquid in a high yield savings right now with the savings rates that are out there is not a bad move until you at least okay. know what you want to do with the money next. And so that's a good spot for it. Otherwise, the UTMA, the UGMA, or the brokerage would probably be your best bet. But he can contribute up to his earned income. So if he makes $2,000, he can contribute $2,000 to a Roth IRA.
Okay. And then would you do the UTMA so that to help with taxes, or should it stay in our name? Because that's part of my concern is, like, what if he does go off the rails? What if something happens? I know I've heard Dave mention that, you know, he has things so that if his kids were not living a proper way, they would not have access to a ton of money.
If that's a legitimate concern for you as a parent, you can keep it more locked away with that UTMA and UGMA account to have more say over when the full control happens.
Okay.
So if that's a real concern, and Ken, you can speak to this as someone who has older kids, but if this is not a concern, this is more of a hypothetical, I would leave it a little more liquid.
Yeah, I would too. I want to see how he progresses, right?
Does he know mm-hmm. about this money?
He doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he found out that it might exist at our pre-adoption meeting, and he was like, oh. And we were like, no, you don't need thousands of dollars at 17 years old.
Right.
Which is a lot to him at this juncture, but in the grand scheme of life, this is not $1 million sitting out there that is like he's going to go retire from this. Yeah.
I think it's about the conversations you need to be having about compound interest. Like, hey, let me just show you. If you were to do this, you know, and George gets his fancy calculator out and you start walking him through, if you were, you know, just teaching him some basic things that these kids aren't taught, that they don't even think about, you know, and then let's see how he does, you know, as he begins to get a job and he's saving money, he's doing it now. Sounds like, how does he treat money? Start to pay attention to those patterns. And then you do your best to instruct. But, you know, I tell my wife this a lot lately. You know, there's just some things your kids are going to have to learn that life is going to have to teach them. I told them, but I can't teach them, and life is going to teach them. And then I'm there to go, hey, I am so sorry. And here's what we can do, and here's what you learn from this. So I think, you know, some of this stuff, I think what you're doing is very, very wise, you know, and I agree with George. But it's about conversation, and this is a great situation, by the way. I really honor you. I mean, this is when America is at its best, and citizens around the world. Heather, I applaud you and your family for fostering, to adopt, and adopting. This is a huge, huge endeavor that you've taken on, and boy, he's a blessed young man. And I didn't want to finish this call without telling you guys that what you've done here is very honorable, and I bless you for it, and I'm proud of you and excited for his future.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as a little graduation gift, Heather, I'm going to send him a copy of my book, Breaking Free from Broke. It'll help him avoid so many of the traps that he's about to encounter as you set foot into adulthood.
And can I add something to that, George?
Please.
Let's also give the young man the student version of the Get Clear Career Assessment.
Oh, love that.
Yeah, we have a high school version of that, and let's give that to him as well as the proximity principle, which is all about making connections to turn connections into opportunities. That's the graduation gift from George and I.
So, I love it.
Yeah, thanks again, Heather, for the call.
Thanks for tuning in to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires. To learn more about how to plan for retirement, visit RamseySolutions.com/retire or click the link in the show notes. Ramsey Solutions is a paid non-client promoter of participating pros. Learn more at RamseySolutions.com/smartvestor.